Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we are back talking about some more interesting online theories. I will be going over 4 interesting theories today. This is part 5 of the series. Remember that if you have any theories you want me to cover in the next episode, leave them in the comment section. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. The first theory we're going to be talking about is this disturbing theory about Beyoncé. According to this theory, every time Beyoncé announces a world tour, a celebrity passes away. Beyoncé then performs a tribute song to the artist that passed away during her tour performance.
Did you know every single time Beyoncé begins one of her world tours, a massive music icon dies? This theory begins with the king of pop, Michael Jackson. Beyoncé embarked on her I Am Sasha Fierce World Tour, starting in March 2009, and Michael Jackson died in June 2009. Right when Beyoncé announced her The Miss Carter Show World Tour in 2012, the queen of disco, Donna Summers, died. Then right before embarking on that same world tour, queen of vocals Whitney Houston died. It gets crazier because in June 2014, when Beyoncé and Jay-Z began their On the Run world tour, legend of soul music, Bobby Womack, died in June 2014. Literally, right as Beyoncé began her Formation world tour in April 2016, Prince died also in April 2016, right after Beyoncé and Jay-Z began their On the Run to world tour in June 2018, queen of soul. Aretha Franklin dies in August 2018, seeing her pay tribute to a falling music icon at each of her tours. It's getting a little bit eerie. And the craziest part is that fans were already predicting who was going to be next, right when the Renaissance tour was announced. Beyoncé began her Renaissance world tour in May 2023, and Tina Turner died in May, and right on cue, Beyoncé paid tribute to her. People are asking Beyoncé to stop touring.
As you can see, this theory suggests that Beyoncé might be sacrificing other artists before she goes on a massive world tour. The person who made this theory connects the dots and shows the correlation between her tour dates and celebrities passing away. I found this theory especially interesting because of how the music industry seems to fear Beyoncé. I covered in a past video how every artist in the industry always tends to thank Beyoncé when they win an award. Some people suggest that these celebrities are for some reason scared of Beyoncé and thank her for her grace. Like I mentioned in that video, I believe they thank her because she is the high priestess of the music industry. So now seeing this video, it makes me wonder if this is also the reason why they thank her. Let's try to verify some of the claims this video made together. The theory claimed that Beyoncé launched a tour in 2009 and that Michael Jackson died not long after. According to my research, this is kinda true. Beyoncé embarked on the I Am tour in 2009, a few months before Michael Jackson died. During this tour, Beyoncé did indeed pay tribute to Michael Jackson, performing her song Halo, dedicating it to him. Now, the next person they claim was affected by the Beyoncé tour curse is Donna Summers. But I checked this one out and it doesn't add up. Donna Summers passed away in 2012 and Beyoncé didn't announce her Mr. and Mrs. Carter tour until 2013, an entire year later. She also didn't do a tribute to Summers on the tour. Same thing with a lot of the other names in this theory, it just doesn't add up. But when it comes to Tina Turner, she died just 2 weeks after Beyoncé began her Renaissance War tour in 2023. On that tour, Beyoncé did pay a tribute to the legend. Now, being completely honest, I'm not too sure about this theory, as realistically, celebrities die all the time. It seems like the person who made this theory just used any celebrity who passed away around the time Beyoncé was on tour. While I will say it is strange that Beyoncé toured around the time some of these stars died and she gave a tribute to them, in this case, it really just might be a coincidence. I usually don't believe in coincidences, but this time, the fact seems to point to that conclusion. I will say that there is definitely something about Beyoncé though. The way the entire industry seems to be forced to worship her, I wouldn't be that surprised if this theory had any truth to it. What do you guys think? Do you think there's any truth to this theory? Or is it just nonsense? Let me know in the comment section. Let's move on to the next theory. This next theory is the Michael Jackson theory. This theory suggests that Michael Jackson was actually taken out by Diddy. The theory claims that Michael Jackson was having beef with Sony, specifically with the head of the label at the time, Tommy Mottola. So according to this theory, Tommy approached P. Diddy, telling him to eliminate Michael Jackson. Another video that connects to this theory suggests that Michael's head of security was involved as well, claiming that Michael's head of security was there when Michael died and that he now works as Diddy's head of security.
Tommy Mottola hired P. Diddy to eliminate Michael Jackson. You'll be shocked when you hear this. Tommy Mottola is the most dangerous man in the world. Now you're wondering what Diddy has to do with Tommy Mottola. 2003, Mottola sold his mansion to Diddy for $20 million. FBI investigates Diddy's connection to Michael Jackson's death. New documents reveal a shocking twist. The FBI is now looking into Diddy's possible involvement in the death of Michael Jackson. That's right, the King of Pop might have been silenced by someone nobody ever suspected. For years, everyone believed Michael Jackson's death was just a tragic accident. But newly surfaced documents show that Michael knew someone was after him. And guess what? Diddy's name appeared in the investigations, but why? According to leaked reports, Diddy was allegedly involved in a series of secret threats against Michael. He knew Michael was about to expose a dark scheme that involved some of the biggest names in the music industry. And when Michael tried to break free, things started spiraling out of control. Why would Diddy do this? Was he protecting something or someone? Sources close to the case say Michael was being controlled before his death. And from that point on, Michael seemed terrified. Was he becoming a problem for people who were too powerful to cross? And was Diddy the fixer brought in to make sure Michael never spoke again? But the worst part? The FBI recently found new evidence in one of Diddy's properties. Documents that might finally unlock the truth about what really happened on Michael's final night.
Recent court documents against P. Diddy has come out, exposing his involvement in a sort of blackmail ring. The papers allege P. Diddy's security guard, Fahim Mohammed, was the guy you called to cover up a crime. Fahim used to be Michael's head of security before joining P. Diddy. And get this, Fahim was one of the first people on the scene when Michael Jackson died. With all the strange deaths connected to P. Diddy, he's starting to look a lot like Epstein.
As you heard for yourself, this theory claims that Diddy was actually involved in Michael Jackson's death. Now, in my opinion, I definitely believe Michael Jackson was taken out due to his beef with Sony. Michael owned ATV Records, which had the catalog of many legendary artists. Sony wanted Michael to sell ATV to them, but he refused. So the label, at the orders of Tommy Mottola, started messing with Michael's career since he was signed to them. They tried forcing him to sell his music rights by making his album flop for his standards, putting Michael in a large amount of debt with the label. Michael then called out Tommy Mottola and ridiculed him publicly, calling him the devil. Not long after this, he was taken out. Now, I was always under the impression that it was Michael's doctor behind his death at the orders of the label. His doctor was also a Freemason, so he was definitely a part of that club. But according to this theory, somehow Diddy was involved. The security guard this theory is referring to is Fahim Mohammed. He was indeed the chief of security for Michael Jackson when he was alive. He also just so happened to be the first person at the scene of Michael's death. Fahim Mohammed then became Diddy's chief of security, with Little Rod, the producer who filed the lawsuit against Diddy, calling Fahim Mohammed Diddy's enforcer and problem solver, claiming that Fahim had connections with the authorities and made Diddy's problems always go away. While Diddy wasn't signed to Sony back in 2009, he would eventually sign a deal with them a few years later. Maybe this was in part to him and Tony Mottola's connection. This one is definitely interesting, and it seems like there could be a possibility that Diddy was somehow behind this, especially after I saw this video of Diddy and Kim Porter being asked about Michael Jackson. When Diddy is asked, Kim Porter seems to make a face and then walks away in disgust.
This is a really sad time right now, but we're celebrating his life. Your thoughts right now on the situation and the timing of this tragedy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's just somebody that changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I'll always love and cherish. And then, you know, he's just somebody that changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I'll...
Maybe she didn't like Michael, or she knew that Diddy had something to do with his passing. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section. To me, this theory could definitely be true. Knowing that Diddy had something to do with Tupac as well, this isn't far-fetched at all. Now let's move on to the next theory. The next theory is about the healing frequency of music. According to this theory, the elite changed the music frequency from 432 Hz, which was considered the healing frequency, as it was believed to heal the body when listened to, changing it to the 440 Hz, which doesn't have that effect, claiming this is why the elite did it, because they don't want us healing ourselves.
Well, 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 guys, would you believe it? Did you know that in the 1940s, governments around the world changed the way that musical instruments were to be tuned? From their more harmonic 432 Hz to a more distorted 440 Hz. Now, why is this important, you say? It's important because the natural resonance of nature itself is 432 Hz. So when we listen to anything in that frequency, there is a resonance within our human body which can be very healing. This is why they've changed it, because obviously governments don't want us to feel good and they don't want us to heal. So this was changed. Luckily enough, there are a lot of frequency videos on YouTube now at 432 Hertz. So I would recommend going to find some and listening to them and see how you feel with these frequencies.
As you heard for yourself, this theory claims that before the 1940s, music was made in this healing frequency, claiming that it was changed so that music wouldn't be able to heal us. This theory is actually true. Music frequency was changed in the 1940s, making 440 Hz the standard. This was then adopted by all other countries in the 1950s. The elite are using a technique called frequency programming, which uses certain music frequencies to alter a person's minds and emotions. This same technique was used during the MKUltra program. They knew that 440 Hz didn't heal like 432 Hz did, so they made sure to get rid of 432 Hz. This theory is 100% true. Now let's move on to the next theory. This theory is about the age span of us humans. This theory suggests that if it wasn't for all the harmful additives in our food and toxics that we produce, humans would live far longer than they do today, claiming that we are fed this junk to reduce the human lifespan.
Humans used to live to 900 plus years old.
That's a hot take.
No, they talk about it in the Bible. Noah lived to be 900 plus years old. And they say life expectancy is going up, but it's actually going down. You can go on Google right now. Again, I don't like to use Google as a source. Go in obituaries from London in the 1500s and see people that live to 200, 300 years old. Today, no one's going to do that because of all the industrial toxins and the 5G and just terrible world as far as health-wise. But if you lived in a society with none of that stuff existing and you ate completely healthy, humans could probably live to a couple hundred years old, maybe 500 plus, 1,000 plus, whatever it is.
As you heard for yourself, this theory suggests we are purposely sold junk food to reduce our lifespan. This person brings up the fact that in the Bible, it speaks of many people living for hundreds of years, claiming that the only reason that's not happening anymore is because of what people are consuming and being exposed to. I believe this theory is 100% true. I know in the Bible that after the flood, God said man would only live 120 years, but according to many biblical scholars, they weren't referring to the human lifespan. Even if our life was limited to only 120 years, most people don't even make it to their 90s, let alone their 80s. The average expected lifespan in the US is only 78 years. I do believe the food plays a large role in this. I feel that the elite want a fixed lifespan. This way, workers will work until retirement. Then, they only have a few years left before they kick the bucket, as those who run our world have no use for people who are retired. In my opinion, this theory is absolutely true, and they are definitely trying to fix our lifespan. Well, you guys made it to the end. Let me know your thoughts about today's theories below. Also, make sure to comment on any other interesting theories you want me to cover in the next episode. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.